moderation and self-control by the men who happened to be Europe's princes, and it was designed to regulate the severity of contemporary warfare. To all this, I saw fascinating parallels in the life, times, and philosophy of Kongzi, Kung Fu Zi, or Master Kung, famous in the West under the Latinized name Confucius. Confucianism shared with Grotian ethics an emphasis on preventing anarchy through reliance on internalized mores and self-restraint by properly educated and cultivated government officials, enlightened rulers tutored in good governance by wise scholar-philosophers who were themselves held to be sterling examples of political virtue. As the Analects quotes a disciple of Confucius, suppose that there is an individual who can be entrusted with the charge of a young orphan prince and can be commissioned with authority over a state of 100 li, and whom no emergency, however great, can drive from his principles. Is such a man a superior man? He is a superior man indeed. Both Grotius and Confucius were moralists and educators whose target audience was the highest officials in the state, and each man's writing had the self-consciously political aim